when there are two sisters, and one is the queen who must be the source of honor and all that is good. The other must be the focus of the most creative malice, the evil sister.
Hachette Audio presents Elizabeth and Margaret, The Intimate World of the Windsor Sisters, written by Andrew Morton, read by Marisa Carlin. Be sure to look for your PDF of the Royal Sisters captured in black and white and full color photographs. To Ali and Lydia, sisters and friends forever. Introduction. Sister, friend, judge. Things were different now. No more Lilibet this and Lilibet that. The easy informality of two sisters united against the world. Now there was a distance between them, calibrated and barely acknowledged, but a distance nonetheless. The gap shrank when they were together, alone. But with servants and others around, there was a formality. When others referred casually to your sister, Princess Margaret would snap haughtily, "You mean the Queen?" They had once shared a bedroom. Now they were separated by a platoon of pen-pushing gatekeepers, who, since Princess Elizabeth's recent elevation to sovereign, measured out every minute of her busy schedule. There was no longer any question of barging in unannounced, a habit their uncle Louis Mountbatten, war hero, advisor, schemer, and general meddler, found difficult to break. Margaret had chosen her moment well. On that wintry December day in 1952, the new queen was reviewing coronation details before heading to Sandringham for the family's annual Christmas gathering. Margaret was ushered in past the Canalettos and the Gainsborough portrait, Diana and Actaeon, by a red-jacketed flunky, and suitably announced before entering the opulent Belgian suite at Buckingham Palace. She called her sister ma'am before she dropped a diffident curtsy and kissed Lilibet on both cheeks. Then, at her sister's urging, she took a seat on the gold silk chaise in the sitting room. They were unmistakably sisters, both in modest day dresses, decorated with a string of pearls and a well-chosen brooch. During their childhood, they had been dressed identically by their charges. From time to time, the pattern continued. Margaret had a confession to make. She told her sister that she had fallen in love with Group Captain Peter Townsend, their father's former equerry, who now enjoyed the ancient title of Controller of the Queen Mother's Household, which meant he was second in command of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?